SASDA's got a rich history, Randall, and is pulling the Departments of Agriculture together from the Southeast, and we share common concerns, look at some policy issues on the, you know, the federal level and the regional level, but then it also helps those of us that have this job to kind of get together and compare notes and, you know, pull some of the better ideas from each other and learn from past mistakes, some of those kinds of things. So it's certainly, you get a good environment there and get to see some of the good industry representatives here and kind of catch up. So all in all, it's a very valuable experience.
A lot of good topics you discussed, and a couple of them you and I discussed, but anywhere from, as we talked about, catfish, feral hogs, a lot of states dealing with both of those issues.
Exactly, this feral hog. Again, I don't know that there's been a subject that cuts across more landowners' lines and different interest areas than that in our state. We've got to continue in the state of Georgia to look for every possible opportunity to try to help landowners in this area, whether it's we've actually worked last week with DNR, I think maybe their first permit of a helicopter. We had a call from David Gray and down in Albany a couple of weeks ago, and we hooked them up with DNR, and I think DNR is about to issue him a permit so that he can use his helicopter, his crop dusting. He wants to make a transition from crop dusting to actually being able to have aerial hunts. Yeah, I just think we've got to look at every arrow in our quiver, so to speak, to find one that'll work, because it's certainly having a devastating impact on many of our landowners.